When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way and fastest way to pull up stream, go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And gosh, it is the second Sunday of March already. And you can tell I'm here. I sprung forward. And it is the second Sunday of the month. And that means it's our healing show. So it is. Yeah, we'll see how well my mind is functioning an hour early, because you know I'm not a morning person. So here we go. Let's see. It is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday. Hoo-hoo! I got it. Yeah, that means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here and Sister Linda Rasmussen is here. And I did that little bit before, telling you that Nathan's also here because he's already wearing two hats because Stacy is not in with us today. So Nathan is also answering the phones, and that's what he was doing around the air. So, but production engineer Nathan Miller is here keeping everything running. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha, and happy spring forward.
Oh, how cute. Oh, I love that.
Might have hats on, but I think I might have some bunny ears, too.
Well, you know, I was just going to say that, ba-boing, the picture that popped in my mind was a rabbit bouncing. So maybe you should just save that ba-boing, and we could use that when Easter rolls around.
Possibly, or Tigger for the lion.
Yeah. All right.
No, Tiger, he's a, never mind.
All right. Well, anyway, so I started to introduce, but I didn't get all the way through because you were on the phone. Anything going on phone-wise? That's a little early for them to start ringing.
Now just getting a call that is wondering when it would be a good time to call in to speak with Nels and just let him know that around 9:30 we'll be opening up our phone lines to callers. So we should be hearing back from them.
Well, how fun is that? Okay, so there's someone else has sprung forward. It isn't just us chickens here. So speaking of me, and Nathan is here, Linda Rasmussen is here. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
And Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Hey, hello, everybody.
And there's all your chickens.
Yeah. I love that. All right. Oh. Speaking of chickens, I got to tell you, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. There's stuff you need to see. But my sense of humor for us this week is chickens. And I'm wandering around in their little pen. And the caption or the title of the photo of the little video is something like, a chicken's life after the price of eggs has gone up. And one of the chickens has jewelry on and a gold purse over her. She's carrying a gold purse and has lace on her tail and decorations on her face. Anyway, so she's all dolled up with all this jewelry and gold. Anyway, it's really, really cute to see this dolled up chicken. And I thought it was kind of cute.
A true fashionista.
Yeah, a fashionista chicken. So that would be a good thing to check out. I'll tell you what else is there in a moment. But let's check out. I was expecting to be kind of floating by now because there's been a lot of talk about all the rain that's coming in and something about I forget what I mentioned it earlier, but anyway, it looked like there was a lot of rain coming in. There was supposed to be a lot of rain yesterday, but I always, when I have to do, you know, when I'm working, I'm doing a session with people and their dogs, I never know how much time we're going to have to work outside. And so I was up in Fall City yesterday. I did ask the weather angels to like keep it dry between me and Fall City and during the day, and darn. They were very cooperative yesterday because it was sprinkling just a little when I left, you know, Monroe area, but got less and less and drove all the way to Fall City. It was fine. It was dry all day out there. And so it really was quite nice. I did watch the weather last night, Nathan, and they were talking atmospheric river. That's what I was talking. That's what I. So there was talk of that coming in. And that by midday today, we're going to really get dumped on. But so what, you have all the official weather information. What's going on weather-wise?
Well, we do have what I'm going to call right now a wet front coming in at the moment. You know, we're always hearing of a cold front or a warm front, and it always starts off with like a bunch of wind and stormy stuff, and then it just stays the same for a while. That's what's kind of coming this way. We're going to have gusty winds today up to about 30 miles per hour-ish, and a lot of rain will be coming in the afternoon. And then once we continue on through the week, those winds will die down, but will still remain wet. And pretty much every day I'm looking at shows at least a pretty good chance of showers.
Okay. Now, when I watched the news, let's see, night before last and last night, there was a four-letter word in there. And I think it came towards, I think it was like next, this coming Friday, like Friday night into Saturday, something like that. Of course, I'm working on that. S-N-O-W. They mentioned snow, Nathan. So now it said it would be my, you know, the foothills, you know, Cascade, all that sort of stuff.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Because the snow line would be dropping down. And they said, you know, probably not going to be a lot of accumulation and that sort of thing and maybe mixed. You know, but when they say that, sometimes we get dumped on. But who knows? But anyway, that four-letter word was in there for Friday, Saturday next week. Have you got anything in your forecast?
Well, I'm clicking through the foothills right now. And yes, once we do get into the North Bend area, I do see a little bit of snow popping up and seeing some snowflakes, but anything is no more than an inch or two, and that's just getting like really east, pretty close to the mountains or well within them. So at least within the Puget Sound region, we're safe from any snow. And in your area, I even go up east of where you are, still no snowflakes there, so you're pretty safe as well.
Okay, well, I'm just letting the weather angels and all those people know that I've had enough snow this year. I mean, I had 2 weeks I had snow on the ground. Remember, I couldn't scoop poop for 3 weeks. Okay, so I've had enough. I think we're good. And I think also because the last time, if any of you are not on board, Dr. Nels Rasmussen used to be a Washingtonian and lived over here. Now, he was up north of me, so usually had more snow. But was it last year? I think that you moved over to Idaho.
And yeah, so now you're a year and a half here now.
Has it been a year and a half now? Boy, time flies. Anyway, you're out in the middle of nowhere over there in Idaho. And the last time we connected, I think you were buried in snow because you sent me pictures and you were saying the temperature was threatening to go down to zero. So, I mean, so where are you? Are you still buried in snow? What's going on over in Idaho?
We're not buried. We do, excuse me, we do have snow on the ground.
Ah, you do. Okay.
Yes. And it depends. A south facing slope is all melted away. But if it's kind of near where the trees are and gets mostly shade, there's still snow 4 to 6 inches left.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And are you feeling like last week here really was feeling like spring was springing, even though it's a little early yet. But gosh, the temperatures were, we even got above 50. I think we got close to 60 in a day or so, and there was sunshine. And man, I went out one morning and all the birds were singing, and I think I recorded 7 different kinds of birds. The signs, my varied thrush are gone and the robins have come back. So that's the first usually a sign of spring. I did, undress my hummingbird feeders and scrubbed them out, put out the extra ones, because in the spring we have the Anna hummingbirds that are here throughout the winter, and they're here year-round. But then the roofies, they're the bright orange, really gorgeous ones, but also on the aggressive side. They come in the spring. But I haven't seen a roofie yet. I've got my feeders out and ready for them. They arrive, but I haven't seen any yet. Linda, I know you have hummingbirds down there. Have you had any Rufus coming in yet?
No, we actually haven't spotted those for many years.
Oh, okay, so they don't come to your area, maybe.
We don't really expect to see them. The only time I have ever seen them, and it was years ago, was in the Bleeding Hearts. They were kind of down there checking out those flowers. But they're very few and far between, not like the Annas.
Okay, yeah. I actually know they have started using my property, I think, as the nesting area. Because remember, I think it was a couple years ago. If you regulars will remember that I had that incredible experience. I think it was after the show one Sunday, and I was sitting out in the back, and I got to watch flying lessons and feeder lessons. A daddy. Rufus hummingbird teaching the babies, you know, right above me, right? You know, I was sitting right there at the table and he called. Anyway, it was just a very cool experience. So I do get at least a couple, 3 pairs of roofies, and then they have their babies and then off they go. But I try to have lots of feeders because they're on the aggressive side and they kind of tend to chase the Annas off a little bit. So I try to have enough feeders around. That was Natasha's suggestion, was to put some feeders out farther, and that seems to have worked pretty well. But anyway, so, Nels, do you feel like spring is coming in your area, or you think there's going to be more winter?
Well, it looks like we're going to have some cold coming in, but there's no snow in our forecast either. But it is going to get pretty chilly overnight sometimes, but during the day warm up and rain a little bit, so... I think we're done with the snow. I hope so. It felt pretty spring-like yesterday. I was out working hard, enjoying cutting down small trees and clearing a bunch of brush and stuff like that.
Okay, so you're getting back to work out there. All right. Okay, well, so we're all caught up on that. Now, let's see. Of course, the majority of today's show is our healing show, and so phone calls take priority, and we hope that you'll give us a call. And the way that works is you call in. Dr. Nels works primarily on animals, but does some humans, and Linda works on us human animals. So when you call in, Dr. Nels will tune in to the animals and do their treatments, and then we turn the human, what's that, caller, over to Linda, and she does a session with our caller or owner, and that's kind of the way it works. And oh, so I remember now, the cool thing, I always forget to say this until later in the show, but if you're listening and Linda is working with the caller or the human, you can get a surrogate healing if you just listen to Linda's direction to the caller and you imagine it for yourself and follow along and do what she's saying. And isn't that right, Linda, that a surrogate healing will be picked up and so you can participate even if you're not calling in?
That's right.
All right. Sounds cool. Now, also, we know Dr. Nels Rasmussen likes to hear from you through his website, which is healingministryforanimals.com. And he has a private membership group that you can join for only $10. And we're going to recommend that you do that, because if you join the membership group, you get all kinds of free stuff. And one of those free stuffs, you know, besides the wonderful Zoom classes he does to teach us all these great things, one of the free stuffs is, Dr. Nils, you have a monthly newsletter.
Yes.
That comes out. And the first Sunday of every month, and as always, a new newsletter from Dr. Nils this month. So we will cover that and tell you, kind of the details and that sort of thing. And I need some splaining, Dr. Nils, because I got a little confused on the monthly affirmation.
Oh, I knew you would.
Okay. All right. You just put that in there to mess with me, huh? Okay. So I personally, I don't know about anybody else, but I personally need a little more direction on the affirmation stuff. So, but we'll get to that. And, let's see. I said that Stacy isn't here today. Stacy Buck being our call screener, and she's babysitting again. Everybody. So now I don't think it has anything to do with. And usually she's babysitting when her friends go to a Seahawks game, but it isn't. It isn't football season yet. So I don't know what's going on, but she is babysitting. Unlikely that we'll hear from her, but she did send in a report, Dr. Nils. I don't know if you, did you see her email that, the Frenchies are doing really well. They had their dental work and
for some reason I haven't seen that yet.
Okay. Well, she did, I think she sent us an email yesterday and, wanted you to know that, both Tank and Bagman are doing well. They had their dental work. And apparently, Tank is older. I think she's 12 or so now. And I don't actually know what the normal lifespan is for Frenchies, but I would imagine being that they're kind of, smashed face, brachiocephalic type breed, that they're not really long lived, but I don't really know what the lifespan is. But Tank seems to be doing well. But Stacy explained that apparently Frenchie's mouths are really crowded with their teeth and stuff, and that Tank lost 16 teeth. But she said it wasn't a difficult surgical thing because it was like after they're that old, the vet said the roots just kind of start to deteriorate, and she said she didn't have to pull any teeth; they just fell out when they started cleaning them. So she lost a lot of teeth on her own during the cleaning, and but seems to still be able to eat okay. And Stacy said she's even doing her ice cubes, which is good, and doing well. So I don't think we're going to hear from Stacy because she's up to her eyeballs with a five-year-old now that she's babysitting. So that's the update on Stacy. And we haven't checked in with Nathan for a little while, and I have some questions. I've got an update for you on the bird flu stuff. I think we'll hold that until after we get the show started here, but it looks like we're getting close to taking care of advertisers. Then we'll do our prayers and affirmations, and we'll be able to do phone calls. But I got to tell you, last week I mentioned – that Nathan, I'd been hearing a word that would perk his ears up, and that was baseball. So I guess there's stuff going on there, but I don't think there's much going on in the baseball world yet, except I just said the word, Nathan's bouncing in his chair. So we know he's a big baseball fan. So other than the music, anything to report on the baseball side, Nathan?
Well, sadly, George Kirby, one of our elite pitchers, has been put onto the injured list for the Seattle Mariners. I didn't actually get a chance to see what the injury was, but he will be starting the season on the injured list. So we're going to be down a starting pitcher, as far as I can tell, going into the regular season with the Seattle Mariners. So hopefully that's something he can quickly bounce back and recover from, because he has been a really strong pitcher for the Mariners and top of the rotation type quality.
All right, so that's concern there. All right, then last thing before we take care of advertisers. Dr. Nils, what the heck is going on with the Seahawks? Because Dr. Nils is my football buddy, and we kind of, text each other during the game. I mean, first they get rid of my favorite coach ever, And I kicked Pete Carroll out, and I was upset about that. And now, wasn't it just yesterday or the day before? They traded Geno Smith, our wonderful quarterback. What do you think about that?
I love Geno, and I thought he actually was a Super Bowl caliber type of quarterback.
Yeah, me too.
So it's a little disappointing, but I'm willing to trust Mike McDonald and his team. Because what else can I do anyway? So I'm going to just say, okay, I trust you guys. Let's see what we can do.
Okay. Well, all right. So then you are now going to have to be the official Seahawks guy for Animal World right now. Okay. Because I think, I don't know that I shared it with you. I know I shared it on the air at some point, but when I was a kid, before the Seahawks, I think, you know, and my folks would, you know, I grew up as a football kid and, you know, lived right next to Husky Stadium. And I was going to Husky football games practically before I could walk or talk, and just grew up in that atmosphere. So there was a time where football was, you know, was an important thing for me. It isn't anymore. The time we spent with Mike Roberge, who was our board operator before Nathan, you know, was very adamant about all the problems in the NFL and everything. And he had a major impact on me and how I feel about all of that. So, you know, I'm just not that into it anymore. But as a kid, and I don't know why, my favorite team was the Oakland Raiders. Mm. And I don't know why, but they just were. And so they were always, and then when the Seahawks happened, it's kind of like the Oakland Raiders were like my second favorite team, and I never knew why. Well, now the Seahawks have totally disappointed me because they kicked out my favorite coach in the whole world, Pete Carroll, and then he went, but he wasn't done yet. So he's now, they hired him to coach. The Raiders are now in Las Vegas, so they're not the Oakland Raiders anymore. They're the Las Vegas Raiders. So that's a little weird for me anyway, but that's where Pete Carroll is. And now they traded Geno Smith to the Raiders. So he's going to be back with Pete Carroll. I thought that was very cool that at least they're going to be together again. And I'm hopeful that they can really turn that team around and have a fabulous team and everything will be wonderful. So for the time being anyway, and because I think I told you, Dr. Nils, I think we've talked about, I'm not attached to the Mike McDonald, the new coach for the Seahawks. You know, I mean, we'll see what happens, but you know, and if they get a great team going, yeah, if they get a great team going and all of that, you know, I'll have to tune back in. But you'll have to, you know, you're in charge of the Seahawks for a while because as of right now, I'm a Raider.
Okay.
I'm going with my favorites. My two favorite football players are now on the Raiders and in Las Vegas. So I'm paying attention there. All right. So we're all caught up on all that nonsense stuff, and let's take care of our advertisers. We'll come back and officially start the show with our prayers and affirmations and open up phone lines. And I've got some interesting updates on the bird flu stuff and our animal friends, so I'll catch up on all of that. But right now, just hang right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers and continue with prayers and affirmations once we continue. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. cat's not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this spring-forward edition of Animal World. Let's see, we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Ananda, Washington, and they have, of course, the wonderful Blue Lotus Temple Yoga Hall in the Canyon Park area of Bothell, and the Linwood Community, and East West Bookshop, and Edmonds, and the Heart Song Retreat in Lake Stevens now. But just thought I'd mention that there's the Sunday service today at the Blue Lotus Temple. It's very special. The services are recorded and streamed through the Ananda website and on Facebook. So you can go to service, which I often do, is after the show. So you can go to anandawashington.org or go to Facebook and search Ananda Washington on Facebook, and you can watch the service after the show if you want. It's going to be a very special one. And of course, I'm a dog trainer and behavior therapist, and I work with people privately to help them understand their animals and solve problems. And I'd love to help you and your dog friends or anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs. I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. So take my phone number and give it to anybody you know that's got problems with their dogs. Tell them to call Aunt Martha. I usually only have to see you once and get everything under control. The number to write down and pass out is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Alrighty then, it is the second Sunday of March, and that means it's Best Neuroenergetic Balancing Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. And we are officially going to open phone lines right after we officially start the show. Just say, well, hey, you've been on the show on the air for almost a half hour. Yeah, but it doesn't really count till we do our prayers and affirmations. Then we've officially started. So here we go. I start with, and participating with me in this part of the show is optional. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Totally up to you. I start with a couple of prayers to St. Francis. To honor the saint that's been guiding me with my work with the animals for so many decades. And then we've got a bunch of affirmations for us human animals, all chosen for their life transforming potential. Here we go. I start with a prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. That's our prayer section. Here we go with our affirmations. All of these contributed by some member of the Animal World family. And like I said, for their life transforming potential. This first one came to me as a spiritual assignment from my Ananda family. And directions were do this three times a day for a week. See what happens. Well,
changed my life, so I share it with you. Now, I say each affirmation out loud three times, and like I said, you can join me or not, up to you. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All righty. Now, affirmation number two actually comes from Linda. And you'll know that when you hear us do a phone call and when Linda works with the human animal, she usually gives us an affirmation to keep the energy going and all of that. And that's where this one came from, came through on the show. And then a lot of people started doing it. And then everybody started telling me it's changing their life. So I started doing it too. Opened up doors for me. And so it's part of my daily affirmation ritual. And I'm going to do it three times. And just when I say abundance, imagine the type of abundance you want to attract into your life at this time. Linda nods on that. All right, here we go three times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this third one comes from my spiritual family, Ananda, but the Italian division. And this is the one I use for me and my animals to keep us kind of in the right frame of mind and energy to go out in the world with everything that's going on. Here we go. Three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Whew. Alrighty. Then the next one comes from next week's guest. That would be Natasha Venter, our anything intuitive and psychic gal. And this is the affirmation. I use this for my animals as well to keep us kind of in the best alignment we can with the crazy energies going on, you know, all this weird weather and all that good stuff. So this really helps you stay in balance with it all. Three times. Here I go. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All right, and then the last long affirmation comes from, again, from my spiritual family. It is the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, do we need this one. So we're going to send the light all over the world. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty. Now, Dr. Nell's contribution, his favorite part, is the way we conclude all of this and set it for the day and the week. So cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Okay, we are all spiritualized up.
for today. I always feel like, okay, we're done. We did good there. And I can tell you that Nathan is on the phone. So that I assuming is probably whoever he talked to earlier and wanted to know how soon they could get on the air with Dr. Nels and Linda. So we'll chat a little bit while he's getting that together, because I think we're probably going to be going to the phones right away. I will just let you all know with the bird flu stuff, boy, you know, we still don't have all the answers, and there's conflicting information and recommendations at this point. Right now, here in our area, most of the local pet stores have decided, in an abundance of caution, to pull all the frozen raw food, poultry, cat foods off the shelves. There have been some cases of cats getting the bird flu. Usually it's been on farms related to drinking cow's milk, unpasteurized stuff, sort of thing. But I think we've had one case, maybe in the state, of a cat contracting it from raw cat food. But it's uncertain, and then it was that was the assumption, and then the information came out that that wasn't correct. But anyway, there's enough of a concern that stores have pulled the raw poultry and cat food, and I don't know about the other manufacturers, but my favorite local manufacturer of frozen and home cooked raw food meals for dogs and cats is Natural Pet Pantry. They've suspended making any poultry, which would be chicken or turkey, raw cat food for the time being, until out of an abundance of caution. Well, that out of the abundance of caution, you know, if it affects you, it can be a problem. Well, it affects me because my cats have eaten raw food all of their lives, and they're like, you know, 13 and 15 now, or 12 and 14, something like that. Anyway, they've been on raw food for a long, long time. Now, I got an inkling earlier, you know, in the air stuff that I've been searching for, you know, a canned food that they would eat and all of that. And I found one that they like, and they would eat the raw food. But so I'm in the process of trying to switch them over to a, you know, which would mean a cooked version or a canned version rather than raw food. And we were doing really good until I got down, and then no raw food and only canned food. And they said, yeah, like, you know, not that just isn't good enough. So anyway, I've had to introduce a little bit more, and I'm going to have to slower transition, but I'm not real sure how it's going to go. And I've got to get down to the Natural Pet Pantry store in Kirkland, because they're making a cooked version of this, you know, turkey diet, you know, for, so I'm going to, anyway, so I'm tap dancing to figure out what's going on. And then I turn around, and, you know, my source for the best information about animal food is Susan Thixton, who does the truthaboutpetfoods.com website. She's the one that puts out all the recalls and all of that sort of stuff. Well, she put out a big, huge piece on this just yesterday, I think, the day before. And I've got it up on Facebook. So if you go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World, it's the first post under the show post. And what will pop out of you, it's a big map of the United States, and it says, this map tells a different story. And then the title down below is, raw pet food is distributed nationwide, avian flu cases are not. Anyway, it's a real interesting, I mean, she is really sharp, and she knows so much about foods, and it's a great article. You really should read it if you're a raw food feeder, for sure. But she's still feeding raw poultry, and laid a very good case for doing it. And I had to say, when I read her and everything she's going to say about it, it's like, I had the same feeling. That I would have been fine continuing to feed my cats the raw turkey. But anyway, so there's another kind of a little different perspective. So check that out if you want to know more. And if you don't do Facebook, then you can go directly to her website, which is truthaboutpetfoods.com, and you can pull up that whole report. So anything, Dr. Nels, Linda, are you guys, have you run into any information about bird flu with people or humans or anything that you want to share?
I've got nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, our experts on animal stuff, Beth and Merritt Clifton from animals24-7.org, who follow everything, and they don't sleep. They just all do animals all the time. You know, they are saying, well, Merritt says, with all his investigation and everything he knows, he said, you know, human pandemic's on the way. It's not a question of if, it's just when. And I had some interesting statistics last night that, and I guess in terms of, oh, I think it was related to measles. And because, you know, we got that with humans going on now spreading around. Fortunately, our animals aren't susceptible to that. But it's amazing. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with the measles outbreak that's going on, because the statistic I heard last night was, I think if you had COVID, the general statistic is a person with COVID would probably give it to two other people. And then the statistic is something like, if you have the measles, you give it to at least 20 other people. And so apparently it's way more contagious than even COVID. So interesting there. But I also was pleased to know that the last caution about the measles on the news, it was, if you were born before 1957, you don't have to worry about it because you've been exposed and you had it when you were young, and I sure enough did. So it's one of those things where I've had it, and apparently it's an immunity for life, so that's a good thing. So one good thing about being old. All righty. So I think Nathan is back with us, and that means we've got phone call to go to. And so, just so you know, phone lines are now officially open. And if you've got stuff to do on this Spring Forward Sunday and you want to get in line, you can give us a call now. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And first up here, we are going to Seattle, and welcome back, Bettina. Welcome to... Oh, golly. You know that, Nathan, he just, you know, sometimes he's just so bossy.
Sorry, Bettina. Got some other things to take up really quick.
Yeah, Bettina, it's not my fault. I was going to go to the phones, but Nathan says, oh, no, you're not. Look at the clock. It's time for advertisers. But, you know, he's right, because without them, there's no us. So we are going to quickly take care of advertisers, and then we will welcome Bettina and see what kind of help she or her animals need today. I think it's her animal friends. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Phone calls are coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are finishing up the first hour of our Spring Forward edition of Animal World. So anybody that didn't spring forward will be joining us probably at the top of the hour, and they find out they were late. Anyway, we heard from our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton. Whispering Dragon Center is in Shoreline in her home now. Great location, lots of parking, and she's got time for new clients and would love to work with you. And what a gift it is to be in the healing room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and all that sort of thing. You can check her out on Facebook, Whispering Dragon Center. Website is whispering-dragon.com, or you can just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers, and you can shoot me an email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com. And I think, Dr. Nels, that's how you prefer people to contact you, is through your website, HealingMinistryForAnimals.com, correct?
I would say that that's my number one choice. But, you know, a person can call me, especially if they don't really do internet stuff.
Okay. Do you want to give out your phone number just
sure.
in case?
Sure. My phone number is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003.
And that is a relatively new phone number for him.
Yes.
So if you've had the phone number for a long time, you need to update it. So why don't you give it one more time for those
All
who
right.
say, oh, That's, it's new.
Yes, it's new. 208-451-6003.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And anyway, let's not keep Bettina waiting any longer, and make sure we have plenty of time. So welcome to Animal World, Bettina. You're live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Happy spring forward.
Yeah, we're all thrilled. Well, I guess I'm just glad. I'm thrilled it's over. And I got at least enough sleep to have my eyeballs open and haven't messed up too bad yet. So I think we're doing okay. How are you doing, Bettina?
I'm okay, too. You know, it's the allergies and the springing forward that are challenging, but it's all good. You know.
Oh, you know, I just had to blow my nose during the break. So I can relate to that allergy thing and all that stuff. So anyway, what can we do to help you today?
I would love a reset for Luna and Skeeter. We had an encounter a few weeks ago with some aggressive dogs and aggressive
Okay, humans. Luna and Skeeter are your two dogs, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
They had a traumatic experience. Tell us what happened.
In my apartment complex, I was getting off the elevator and a neighbor who fortunately will be moving out soon blocked us, with his dogs just to be the wonderful human being that he is and, allowed his dogs to lunge at us a few times. And,
some of these bigger dogs, similar sized dogs, or you know what?
Bigger dogs.
And, okay.
You know,
So I'm assuming it was just a big threat and a reaction from these dogs. They didn't actually make contact with Luna and Skeeter, did they?
Correct. No contact. I stepped
okay.
in the way.
All right. So, but sounds like it must have been a pretty upsetting situation for all of you.
It was terrible. absolutely okay. terrible.
Okay.
I mean, the,
all right.
Yeah.
Now this.
Yeah, well, I'll just say I've got Luna jumped up and said, "Hey, me." So yeah. We've got a tune-up happening, a reset. Looks like your pretty typical fight or flight type of points. So I'll be doing that with Luna and then move on to Skeeter.
Okay.
All right. So, and this is gives me an opportunity to kind of explain here what Dr. Nels has helped us all understand. And Bettina, because you're a perfect example of what to do if you have a traumatic experience like this with you and your animal friends, or your animal friends do. Because what Dr., you know, I've always said, you know, our dog friends, they generalize, assume, and flashback. And if it happened this way once, I think it happens this way all the time. But Dr. Nels helped me understand that better, because he's explained that when our dogs, or mammals in general, I think, have a traumatic experience, their nervous system can get stuck in the fight-flight mechanism at that time.
Yeah.
And as long as that's the case, then if they have a similar situation, they can't respond appropriately for the present because their nervous system is stuck dealing with the past. Does that kind of explain it, Dr. Nels?
Yes, it does. And I suppose this would be a good time to add that I this Wednesday evening is my Rasmussen Reset workshop. So I think, Bettina, well, you were even at one of those, weren't you?
Yes, and I was actually planning on attending again. And however, you do it so good. Like, I don't feel like I do it justice. Oh, I'm like, I'm calling.
Well, yes, I'll tell you, that's kind of the case for all of us, Bettina, because this is what Dr. Nels does, and he's been doing it for decades now. And, you know, he is so in tune and believes it with every cell of his body that I don't think any of us do it as well as he does. Right. But we still can do it and learn it, and the more we do it and the more we practice, the better we get. But the same kind of nervous system hoopla can go on for the human animal as well. So what I was complimenting Bettina on is that she and her dogs had this traumatic experience. Well, so all of their nervous systems are probably whacked. I think Dr. Nels has already confirmed, because he's working on the dogs already, that they needed straightening out. Well, now what we're going to do is turn Bettina over to Linda so Linda can work with her and get her balanced. And my experience with Dr. Nels and Linda is that when there's an acute experience like this that Bettina had, well, you know, the dogs in the elevator and all of that, that usually a one reset with you guys balances it out. If it's been long ago and repeated, or stuff, sometimes it takes more than one treatment to get completely back to balance. But is that in line with what you experienced, Dr. Nels?
Well, yeah, it's kind of the thing I'd throw out there is in a case where it's scary but no physical trauma occurred, that would be not too unusual, what you just said. If there's been an actual physical trauma as well, then it gets set even deeper into the system. And that,
so if those dogs had made contact with Scooter and Lita, and they were Luna and Skeeter, or they were injured, that would seed it deeper.
Yes.
That okay. More, that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely more work needed.
Okay. All right. So, Bettina, you ready to work with Linda?
Yes, I am. I can't wait.
All right, Linda, you're in charge.
All right. And good morning, Bettina.
Good morning, Linda.
And I'm going to invite everybody who's listening to think of a time when something scary happened to you and you were very surprised and it was very scary. And then you can use your experience while we work together. So, Bettina, I'm going to have you remember the moment at which this threatening behavior from the other dogs started. Just let yourself remember that. Tune in, if you can, to how you felt when that happened. There may be a number of feelings, but just tune into that. And then I'm going to have you focus on the feeling of dread. So setting that all aside, you're just thinking dread. And we're going to replace dread with another word. And we're going to replace dread with a feeling of harmony. So now we're focused on harmony. harmony and the number four. And we're even going to know that this harmony vibration is resonating in the heart chakra right now as we're thinking harmony four. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right, rolling your closed eyes up and to the right. And doing the square breathing or the controlled breathing where you inhale and hold your breath in and then exhale and hold your breath out. And if that's too complicated, just doing very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think harmony four.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead, doing square or slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking harmony, four, harmony, four, harmony, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Bettina, and with your eyes open, just looking down toward the earth and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing that incident back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And let me take a moment here and find the affirmation. And the affirmation will be, I embrace the feeling of harmony. And this is all about bringing that sense of harmony deep within ourselves. I embrace the feeling of harmony.
And so Bettina should use this affirmation a lot in the next few days?
Yeah, very, very potent today, tomorrow, and the next day. Thinking it a lot, like three times at once, saying it really, and very important to, if, as much as possible, feel like in the body, like if my body was filled with harmony, what would it feel like? And really just then think, I embrace the feeling of harmony, because we're trying to get this vibration into every aspect, every cell of our body in order to hold this balance and create this healed space.
And I would imagine any time that she thinks about the episode with the dog or anything, if it comes to mind, that would be appropriate time to do the affirmation.
Yeah, to just gently turn toward harmony. Yeah.
And I might also add on that score.
Yes.
Bettina, if that thought flashes back to that moment, it's also good to just remind yourself, I'm so thankful there was no real trauma.
Okay.
Just get the thankful feeling going, because it's easy to get hung up on, you know, people who didn't take care of their dogs the right way and, you know, all that stuff. But that doesn't help you.
Right.
So
right,
you need right. to help yourself be thankful for the good part of the situation.
Okay, yes. I will. I wanted to add too, because I have taken legal action and seeking a year-long protective order, because there was also a handgun involved with the other person.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, it escalated pretty badly, but I will hold on to those. Unfortunately, court protective orders are like online now. You know, like Zoom, I don't have to go in person the way that they used to.
Yeah, well, we'd want to make sure that you keep all that, or you get yourself in balance with all of that.
Yeah.
So sounds like Dr. Nails, you think the dogs are good. You've done both of them.
They've had their reset. They won't be hanging on to it like Bettina will, because she's
right.
the mom.
Yeah, so Bettina, you know, you can always work with Linda off the air. And, you know, Linda does offer a free session if you haven't worked with her privately. And being on the air doesn't count. So, you know, you might, I don't know, Bettina, have you worked with Linda off the air before?
We did a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, then you know how to do it, and so you can contact her if you need her. But let's make sure that you're not dwelling and holding yourself in that energy that we need, because we need to get you out of that, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, the three of you. Thank you so much.
All righty. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World. Bye-bye. Okay, all righty. We are out of time for this first hour. We got to wrap it up, get on the love train, and send love all over the planet. And then we'll be back, and phone lines remain open. If you'd like to join us, 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527, or 888-298-5569. And I always, let's see. First of all, we do the love train to get up so we can get some a little bit of exercise and energy going. We might need it on this spring forward Sunday, and to spread the love all over the world. And today, my focus, and I recommend we send to Ukraine. They really, really need everything we can send right now, especially in terms of love. So I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Just gives us some extra juice and sending it around. Here we go with that. But do remember, dancing is required. You can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere, or get up, join the love train with me. I'll come and pick you up. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming up. Stay right where you are. More Animal World and your phone calls after the top of the hour, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.